In Worcester, a festival this weekend celebrates poetry about the game of baseball. An unlikely pairing, perhaps, but festival organizer Steve Biondolillo and featured poet and former NPR host Bill Littlefield say there is plenty that's poetic about the national pastime. I sat down with them earlier this week. Here's Steve.
We're, as far as we can tell, we are the first major festival to unite sports and the fine arts. But that's the first major festival in the modern era. If you go back to the ancient Olympics, they were combined sports and arts festivals, right? And I like saying that we wouldn't know the name of a single ancient Olympic champion if it wasn't for the poets.
Bill, is there something about baseball that lends itself to the sort of epic tale?
I think the only thing that I can think of is that baseball's not in a hurry. And poets should not be in a hurry either. Whereas the other sports, most of the other sports that you're talking about are pretty much determined by the clock. Baseball is not. I mean, theoretically, a game that's tied could go on into eternity.
Bill Littlefield, can you share a shorter poem of yours about baseball?
Well, it isn't about baseball. For years, I sent Willie Mays a poem on his birthday every year. And the woman who was helping Willie out in his later years always used to write me back and tell me how Willie had responded. So I'll read one that I think he liked. This was to celebrate his 90th birthday. The years cannot be stopped or even slowed. They set us blind on an indifferent road. You celebrate a catch, a hit, a win, and just as you and others there begin to relish what you've earned and what you've won, you blink. Another season has begun. But you have given those who've seen you play a kind of joy that will not fade away. And if they sometimes, half awake at dawn, see center fields and ballparks now long gone, where you track down the shots that only you could catch, then I believe that it is true that you have done what few have ever done. For joy is given free, it can't be won. And joy is not diminished by the days as they go tumbling past. And so I praise what you bestowed on us who saw you hit and run and throw transcendence. That was it.
Poet Bill Littlefield and Steve Biondolillo, organizer of the National Baseball Poetry Festival in Worcester this weekend. Bill also used to host WBUR and NPR's Only a Game. Thanks so much to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.